for a little something extra from the Appleseed. And now, here's your host, Sam Payne.
It's such a pleasure to have you with me for a little something extra here in the podcast. Just about every day, we bring you a full hour-long episode of the show filled with stories for you and your family from all kinds of tellers. And we also like to post a little something extra, too. Just a single story, usually just a few minutes long, in case you've only got a few minutes and you want to fill those few minutes with a great story. And today we've got one for you. This is from the great storyteller and author Joseph Bruschak. Now, we've all met someone that we think is perhaps a little full of themselves, right? And such was the case when Chipmunk heard Bear bragging that he could do anything. Well, Chipmunk challenged that claim, but he may not have been so wise to do so. Here's Joseph Bruschak with Chipmunk and Bear as today's Appleseed Extra.
Long ago, back in the days when the animals could talk, Bear was out walking around. As he walked, Bear was boasting.
"Huh," he said, "I am the strongest of all the animals."
"Huh,"
he said, "I am the biggest of all the animals."
"Huh,"
he said, "I can do anything because I am Bear. If I want anyone to do my bidding, I only have to tell them because I am Bear. I, Bear, can do anything."
And just as Bear said that, a little voice down near the ground spoke up. It said,
"You cannot do anything."
Well, Bear looked down. There was Chipmunk sticking his head out of his hole. And Bear looked down at him and said,
"I, Bear, can do anything I wish."
And Chipmunk said,
"If this is so, can you tell the sun not to come up in the morning?"
Bear thought for a moment and said,
"Yes, that I can do also. I, Bear, can tell the sun not to rise. In fact, tomorrow the sun will not come up."
"That is good," said Chipmunk. "I will stay and watch."
And the two sat down right there. The sun was just going down. And Bear and Chipmunk turned to face towards the east and wait for the sun to not come up the next morning. As they sat there through the night, Bear was chanting under his breath. He was saying,
"The sun will not come up. The sun will not come up. I, Bear, command it. The sun will not come up."
But sitting next to him, Chipmunk was chanting under his breath, "The sun is going to rise. The sun is going to rise. Bear will be foolish. The sun is going to rise." And as the night ended, a little bit of light began to appear there in the east. Bear began to chant louder,
"The sun will not come up. The sun will not come up."
And little Chipmunk next to him was saying, "The sun is going to rise. The sun is going to rise." And as Bear chanted as hard as he could and faced the direction of the sun, telling it not to come up, the sun lifted above the horizon. It was a new day, and the sun had come up. Chipmunk began to laugh. He rolled over and over with laughter.
"Bear is a fool," he said. "Bear is so foolish. The sun came up. The sun came up. The sun came up."
And as he said that, suddenly, whomp, a big paw came down on top of him. And Bear looked down as he held the chipmunk there on the ground, and he said,
"Indeed, the sun did come up, but you will never see another sunrise."
Chipmunk knew now how foolish he had been. He thought quick. He said,
"Oh, Bear, you are right to kill me. I am a foolish little chipmunk. I am worthless, and I mean nothing in the world. You, Bear, are the greatest of all. And if only I could catch my breath because you're pushing down so hard, if only you would just lift your paw a little bit, I would tell you how wonderful you are before you kill me. So just lift your paw up a little bit so I can praise the great, the wonderful, the powerful Bear."
"Huh," Bear said. "That is a good idea.
and he lifted up his paw just a little bit, and Chipmunk scooted out and ran for his hole as fast as he could go. And just as he dove into it, Bear's big paw whipped out, and whoosh! Bear's claws scraped right down Chipmunk's back. But he got away into his hole. He stayed there all through the winter while those wounds on his back healed up. And when he came out in the spring, he now had stripes on his back. To this day, if you see Chipmunk, you will see those stripes. And it may remind you, as it reminds Chipmunk, be careful of who you make fun of. You may be the one who is foolish in the long run. And that is how that story of Chipmunk and Bear goes. Ho! Hey!
Joseph Bruschak with Chipmunk and Bear. Just one story of a whole world of stories told on stage and on recordings and in books by the great storyteller Joseph Bruschak. It's been our pleasure to bring this tale to you today. Find us online at byuradio.org/appleseed for more tales. And of course, you can subscribe to the podcast and we'll deliver right to your mobile device all kinds of tales from all kinds of tellers. I'm Sam Payne. Such a pleasure to have you with us today. You know, we always hope that the stories we bring you here on the show spark memories and thoughts and stories that you can share with the people that you love. Share them with us at theappleseed@byu.edu. That's our email address. And I can't wait to be with you again on The Appleseed.
Thanks for joining us for a little something extra from The Appleseed. Google The Appleseed Podcast and subscribe for something new just about every day. The Appleseed with Sam Payne.